The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome you back, dear viewers of Madani Channel. الحمد لله رب العالمين We welcome you to another episode of the silsila The Challenges of Youth. Yes, The Challenges of Youth. And in this silsila, Alhamdulillah, we address various challenges that the youth face, especially the youth. Sometimes the challenges are shared with others as well. However, we offer Islamic guidance on these matters so that the youth may hold on to Islam and take the guidance of Islam. Let that take them through different phases of their life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to discuss another beautiful topic, another very important topic. But before we get to that, first we are going to mention a beauty and a benefit that we receive if we're going to increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that the one who recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a reward he receives. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a wonderful reward that is. All of us want to see our place in Jannah before we die, don't we? That would bring us so much of ease, alhamdulillah. Imagine the person leaving the dunya, worried about this state. Where is my abode going to be? I want my abode to be Jannah. And subhanallah, before leaving the dunya, we are blessed to see our place in Jannah. How much of ease, tranquility, peace that would bring upon us. Ah, subhanallah, what a beautiful mawt that will be, alhamdulillah. But how are we going to achieve that? By reciting salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, inshallah, at least 1,000 times a day. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, today's topic of discussion, alhamdulillah, is a beautiful topic, wonderful topic, and extremely important topic. And that is, blessings lie in halal. Blessings lie in halal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Before we go any further into the topic, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful kalam in praise of your beloved, my beloved, and the beloved of Allah. Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Mauti ye matlab tumhara har ishara हो गया
डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था डूब तो काया नबी कहते ही बेड़ा पार था गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया गम किनारे हो गए पैदा किनारा हो गया जब इशारा हो गया जब इशारा हो गया मतलब हमारा हो गया
मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया मौती ये मतलब तुम्हारा हर इशारा हो गया
तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने तेरी तलअत से जमी के जर्रे महपारे बने تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد و پارا ہو گیا، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد و پارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے۔ قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا،
موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ، الحمدللہ رب العالمین۔ How much of tranquility we feel when we are listening to the praises of the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm hopeful that the kalam had increased your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and increased your yearning to visit the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jalla take you along with your family, along with us as well, and Murshid al-Kareem to the blessed blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen, ameen, bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, inshallah, as we had promised before the kalam, that we are going to get into today's topic. And today's topic is blessings lie in halal, subhanallah azza wa jal. And most definitely, blessings do lie in halal. Now, the lives that we live and the world that we are living in is such that we are surrounded by haram. Unfortunately, we are surrounded by haram many a times. And that may be in so many different ways. Sometimes it is that which is around us that we see, or that we could see if we do not protect our gazes, that could be haram. Sometimes it is different forms of business that are haram. Sometimes it is different business transactions that may be presented to us, maybe in front of us, maybe bringing us so much of apparent ease if we just go down that road. But we know that it is haram. And many a times in many countries of the world, is haram food that is sold and served in many places, various places. However, a Muslim needs to be so careful, and therefore we constantly have to make sure that whatever it is that we're eating is only halal, whatever it is that we're drinking is only halal, whatever transactions that we partake in is only halal, wherever it is that we only look towards halal. So this is of utmost paramount importance in the life of a Muslim. Sometimes it may be challenging. It may be challenging if you're living in such a country or you're living in such a part of the world in which haram is very rife and very widespread. However, the believer takes care of this. When it comes to his or her earnings, the believer ensures that it is halal. When it comes to his or her food or drink, the believer ensures that it is halal. And subhanallah azza wa jal, if we are to consume halal, there are so many benefits for us. But if we are to consume haram, then there are many losses for us. So we want the benefits, isn't it? As Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions so beautifully, he quotes some scholars of Islam. And he says that some scholars of Islam have mentioned, they have guided us, that when one eats the first morsel of halal food, just the first morsel of halal food, then that person's previous sins are forgiven. Wow! Just by eating food, we can have our sins forgiven? Yes, ensuring that that food is halal. When a Muslim eats the first morsel of halal food, their previous sins are forgiven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What about the one who is going out and searching for rizq halal, for halal sustenance, and that person finds themselves in a place in which the integrity is compromised, in a place that the person may consider as an undignified place, unfortunately. But he goes out and he searches and he works hard for halal, perhaps not receiving much dignity, ensuring that the place he's in and the environment he's in is not a haram environment in which wrong is being done. However, he is not in a very dignified position, yet he still works hard and searches for rizq halal. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates from some scholars that subhanallah azza wa jal, this person's sins fall the way dry leaves fall off a tree. Wow, your sins fall away the way dry leaves fall off a tree, subhanallah azza wa jal. This is because of that effort to go out and search for halal rizq in order to eat halal sustenance, only that which is permissible, that which is permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal commands us in the Holy Quran, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal commands us that we should eat from the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is halal and tayyib, that which is halal, is permissible, permitted by Allah azza wa jal, that which is pure, we should not partake in that which is made haram by our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this will open so many doors of blessings for us. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'ad, he narrates a beautiful statement in which he mentions that obedience is the hidden treasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Obedience is the hidden treasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of us want that treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that obedience in the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. And how are we going to get that? He says that subhanallah, he says dua is the key to that treasure. So we want to attain that beautiful treasure of the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and dua is the key to that treasure. But when we have a key, it is important that the teeth of the key are correct. We may have one key, that one key may be used to open your home. The same key, can you use it to open your cupboard at home? No. Can you use it to start your car, to start your motor vehicle? No. Why is it that we cannot use one key for everything normally? It's because the teeth of the key must be correct and must be suitable for that task. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, when we have the key being dua, then we want the teeth of that key to be correct so that we may open that hidden treasure, that treasure of the obedience of Allah azza wa jalla. And what are the teeth of that key? Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the teeth to that key is consuming halal. The teeth to that key is consuming halal. So if we are to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst we consume halal only, we do not consume any haram, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will unlock that treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the obedience, our obedience in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if someone does not eat halal, if someone partakes in haram, then that person is in loss, then that person is going to lose many things. And among the things that the person is going to lose is acceptance of du'as as well. Allahu Akbar. When we eat halal food, then our du'as are honored. Our du'as are answered. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an, he asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pleaded in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what a beautiful request he made. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please pray for me, make du'a for me that my du'as are accepted. Please make dua that my du'as are accepted. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala and saying, Ya Sa'ad, that O Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, atib mat'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wah, that purify your eating, ensure that your eating is pure, that it is halal, it is pure, and you will become mustajab ad-da'wah, you will become one whose du'as accepted. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So that is the key. That is the suggestion given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how true it is. Subhanallah. Every word of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% true. Alhamdulillah. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us that this is your wadifa, this is your wadifa for the acceptance of du'as, then if we want our du'as to be accepted, we need to make amal upon that wadifa. We need to ensure that we practice that statement of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Purify your earnings, purify your wealth, purify your food. Eat only that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from haram. And inshallah azza wa jal, your du'as will be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, and narrated by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the hadith that in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed Allah azza wa jal is pure, and Allah azza wa jal does not accept anything except that which is pure. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we want any amal of ours to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we want ourselves to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to ensure our purity. We need to ensure the purity of our a'mal as well. We as believers are receiving the same command that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to His messengers. Yes, in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded the believers and the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal to eat only that which is halal, to eat that which is pure. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paints a beautiful picture in our minds. He paints this picture so vividly that we may just close our eyes and we are able to picture it. We are able to envision it. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of a man. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention of a man. This man is on a long journey. He is traveling a long distance for a long period of time. What a difficult experience it must be, traveling on a long journey. And we all know that journeys are not easy. No matter how we travel, journey isn't easy. One may travel by car, by bus, by train, or even on an aeroplane. But on journeys, we have many difficulties. We leave the comfort of our homes, we leave our beds, we leave our families, we leave our work environment, we leave our comfort zones, and we are traveling out. I make dua that you may travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that whatever difficulty you face, at least it's in the path of Allah azza wa jal, for which you are rewarded. Ameen. However, this is a man who is on journey, so already he's in a difficult state. Huzur Ekrem sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says that this man is covered in dust, his hair is disheveled, his hair is not in a good state either. So look towards this person. And if we look towards such a person, indeed our heart cries out for the person. We think that this person is in such a difficult state. Indeed, he requires help. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this person in this condition, he says, oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Now we expect that such a person's du'as would be readily answered. That is what he's hoping for. But Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of the barrier, that what is it that if this person is asking, is his du'a going to be accepted? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, in this disheveled state, in this untidy state, in this difficult state, but the food that he eats is haram, is impermissible, that Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and his clothing is haram as well, that his very flesh has been sustained and has been nurtured by haram sustenance. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us and tells us, how will such a person's du'as be accepted? That he may be in such a state that he's in need. He may be in such a state that he's desperately pleading. However, in such a way that his food, his drink, his clothing is from haram, that his very flesh has been sustained by haram, it has been formed due to eating and drinking haram sustenance. So such a person loses the acceptance and the possibilities and chances of the acceptance of his du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. However, if we avoid haram and we ensure that we work towards halal and that we eat halal, then what are the benefits that we are going to receive? Number one is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised that if we eat halal, then inshallah azza wa jal, our du'as will be accepted. What a great and a wonderful gift this is, this advice that you want your du'as to be accepted, eat halal. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Another beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah azza wa jal will illuminate the heart of the one who has eaten halal for a period of 40 days. Wow! 40 days of our hearts being filled with noor. 40 days of our hearts being illuminated by what? By eating halal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Azza wa Jal will cause a spring of wisdom, a spring of wisdom to gush forth from his mouth. Wow, subhanallah azza wa jalla. You want that we speak and we speak wisdom, that a spring of wisdom gush forth from the mouth? There too, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us what it is that we should do. We should eat halal. We should ensure that our sustenance is halal. And another benefit, Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who eats halal, Allah Azza wa Jal will guide him in the dunya and in the akhirah, in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So if we want all of these benefits, if we want to ensure that our hearts are illuminated, that wisdom gushes forth from our tongues, and that we are guided within this world and the next world, then what is it that we need to do? We need to ensure that our sustenance is halal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in that way we will receive these innumerable blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every walk of our life, insha'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has further advised that acquiring halal, eating and drinking halal, feeding people halal, wearing halal, dressing others in halal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that from it is blessings and purity. Aha! So if we want blessings and we want purity, we need to ensure that we eat halal, that we drink halal. We need to ensure that we acquire only halal, halal wealth, halal food. We need to ensure that we eat halal. We need to ensure that we feed others halal, that we wear halal and we dress others. We should dress our families as well in halal. We should feed our families from halal as well. We should feed our families from halal as well. Because remember, my honorable viewers of Madani Channel, on the Day of Judgment, families will come and claim in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that so-and-so person, so-and-so loved one of mine has taken my right. And how is it that we've taken their right? How is it that a father can take the right of his child? How is it that a mother can take the right of her child? How is it that a brother would take the right of his sister? Allahu Akbar. But how will they claim that their rights have been taken? Families will come and claim in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that my loved one and the one who loved me within the world, he's taken my right in the way that he's fed me from haram. That he has fed me from haram. That he has clothed me from haram. That we were not aware of it, but we were eating from haram. We were drinking from haram. And what would happen? Such a person will be punished severely on the day of judgment. And so we need to ensure that our earnings is halal. We may have the situation that haram is available in abundance, but we need to leave that. Even if halal seems to be available in small quantities, understand that that is where the blessings lie. That is where the barakah lies. Barakah, blessings lies in halal. That even though you may have a small amount, Allah Azza wa Jal makes it such that that small amount suffices for a lot. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There have been people that I have met that strive to only earn halal sustenance. And they say that our earnings may be very small, but it is difficult to finish it. That by the end of the month, we still have an excess. We still have more. It is difficult to finish our budgets completely. Why? Subhanallah, this is blessings in halal sustenance. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Ali also gives this beautiful analogy as well. That if you look around you, you look within the world, if you look towards cattle, flocks of sheep, goats, you find them in large numbers. And yet they usually give birth to one or two offspring a year. Yet you do not find a shortage of it. Plus, many people are eating of that. People are eating from cattle. People are eating from sheep. People are eating from goats. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yet, despite only one or two sheep or goats being born in a year from one mother, and people eating of that, still, it continues in such a way that you don't find the shortage. It is always available. And on the other hand, if you look towards animals like dogs, for example, they give birth to litters of 9, 10, 12, Allahu Akbar. However, and nobody eats them. Nobody eats animals like dogs, Alhamdulillah. But such animals are found in a very small quantity compared to cattle, sheep, goats, etc. And he gives this kind of analogy to tell us that see, Allah Azza wa Jal has made certain things halal to eat. And despite it seeming that they are less in production and that there are more of them being eaten, still there is so much of it. He gives us that analogy and says, how is this explained? This is an example of barakah in halal. This is an example of barakah in halal. In halal, you will find that even though the amount be small, the blessings are large. And in haram, you will find that even if the amount be big, the blessings have been removed. We are people of iman. We look for barakah. We don't look for amount. Whatever it is that we have, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to please bless us with barakah in the halal that we earn, barakah in the halal that we eat, barakah in the halal that we live by. Ameen bi jahin nabi al ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect you all from haram and grant you barakah in halal. Sallu ala al habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.